Aaron, firstly, big congrats on getting your first World Rally Championship win with Tacca last weekend. What have the last 7 days looked like you in the aftermath of getting that win in Kenya?
Hi, Mark. Yeah, thanks for having me on, first of all. Yeah, it's been a pretty hectic week, to be honest. Arriving home on Monday afternoon and then straight into St. Patrick's Day. So there was a lot to celebrate now over the last few days. But yeah, of course, delighted to get our first win on such a special event like Kenya. You know, it's one of the classics and it's on everybody's list as a target for one they would like to win. So it was also the place where I got my first podium in 2022, I think it was. So yeah, a special country for me, and it's been a bit of a whirlwind week.
I would say that. A brilliant moment for you and Tacca. Very emotional scenes. I think it was Tacca's 94th event. You must be delighted for him as well.
Yeah, of course. You know, I've been alongside Tacca now for almost 5 years, and yeah, there's been a lot of positives, a lot of high moments, but there's also been a lot of moments and low points over the years. But to overcome all of that and keep fighting and giving it everything that we have to finally get there and achieve the ultimate goal, it makes it all worthwhile. But yeah, it's been a pleasure to sit beside Tacca, and it was fully deserved, the result we got at the weekend. There's no question about that. I would say he's one of the most hardest working guys in the championship, if not the most hardest working. So yeah, it's thoroughly deserved, and it's the reward for all of that work that we've put in.
As for the rally itself last weekend, I had it on the telly quite a lot last weekend. I was keeping an eye on yourselves and John Armstrong and Shane Byrne. It seems to be really like a rally like no other I've seen anyway. Is it an enjoyable circuit to get around?
Yeah, personally speaking, from my perspective anyway, I think the championship needs an event like that. Kenya is sort of a compromise between speed and car sympathy, and it's one of the classic events, like I say. So I think it definitely brings a different challenge to the championship compared to the normal gravel of, say, Estonia, Finland. But I enjoy the challenge, yes. Of course, it's a rally at the end of the day, but it's also a bit of an adventure, you know, with the animals and the weather conditions and how rough the stages can be. So, yeah, I think it's a good rally. It's one that we've always enjoyed, and it's a strong hold for Toyota as well in Africa from that side of things. So I think personally it deserves its place in the championship, and it's a great event, albeit a massive challenge for both man and machine.
If we can talk technically a wee bit for a second, there must be some challenges that kind of terrain gives you as a co-driver that you wouldn't have in other places. What is the difference, really, for you as a co-driver, the advice you're giving the driver, what's the difference in that kind of a terrain compared to gravel or the ice as you see in Scandinavia?
From the co-driver's perspective, I would say the job doesn't really change. Maybe one of the biggest things is because the road is not maybe so well defined in places, and if you see a line or a track that a driver in front of you has taken, let's say, for want of a better word, a shortcut, and then the driver decides, this is the faster line, I'll take it as well, which doesn't really marry up to the pace notes. An event-specific thing. Apart from that, I would say the only other major challenge compared to any of the other teams is just the mechanical side of things from the end of the stage before you go into the next one, to make sure that the car is at full health and ready to take on the next challenge, whether that be, you know, the fish in the dry conditions or the extremely sticky mud when it's wet.
Last week, you were tipping along nicely, and then on Sunday, it seemed as though just opportunity after opportunity kind of opened up in front of you, and you didn't half grab it with both hands. You really took advantage of what was going on at the front of the pack.
Yeah, listen, I think we experienced everything that that we could over the weekend in Kenya. Obviously, starting stage one with no intercom, and probably the most technical stage in the championship. It's 25Ks, and I think there was 32 pages of notes, so it was an extreme challenge to get through that with only hand signals. But Taka managed well, and I think the conditions and time also played into her hands, because it was so wet and so muddy that it was more about survival than outright pace. And then, yeah, okay, we fixed it in the road section, got into stage two, and I think we set the second fastest time. And then, yeah, that set up the rally for the rest of the weekend. Friday, we were thereabouts at the front. Double puncture and stage seven sort of set us back. But, yeah, everybody over the weekend, I think, had their own share of problems. And then, of course, on Saturday, when Seb and Oliver stopped on the road section because of damage they sustained on the previous stage before coming back to service, it was something that all the cars were suffering from, and just a few of us got away a bit lighter than others. But yeah, listen, it's an element to the sport as well, and we've had our fair share of bad luck down through the years. So thankfully in Africa, it was our turn to capitalize.
That's it. And then to finish the final stage, and I know you'd done it. What was that feeling like, Aaron? Must have been overjoying.
Yeah, the feeling was maybe a little bit delayed, I would say. I already knew that we were sort of in a golden position, let's say, from Saturday afternoon with a minute and a half of a lead. And okay, like we say, anything can happen in Kenya, but when you're not pushing at 10 tenths and you have that time buffer to sort of maintain and manage the gap, it meant that things were a little bit easier. And that's basically what we did all of Saturday afternoon and then all day Sunday. So yeah, we knew that it was sort of ours to lose, let's say, at that point. And you already had a few emotions and a few feelings of what it could be like if we just survived and got the car to the end, and that's ultimately what we did. But I would say the biggest feeling, you know, finishing the power stage on Sunday afternoon was probably that of relief, more so of getting the car to the end, maintaining Toyota's unbroken record in the Safari Rally in the modern era, and of course our first win. But it's been something that has been on the cards for, let's say, quite a number of months, if not years. You know, we've been fighting at the front now for many rallies, and through one thing and another it has never materialized. But yeah, the feeling was more so of relief that we finally did it and we got there and achieved the ultimate goal. And of course, you know, there's no question about it, excitement and joy and happiness, and it was just a culmination of emotions all at once once we crossed the line.
So now that you've gotten over that first hurdle of winning your first event in the World Rally Championship, your sportsmen, no doubt, you are already eyeing up more successes, and you'll have more hunger now to do well going into the rest of the season.
Yeah, okay, we're very early on in the year. It's only round three, and we lie third in the championship after the first three rounds. So, you know, the target is clear. Every rally we go to, we want to be at least in the fight for the podium, if not, you know, the victory. And as they say, I guess, in all elements of sport, once you win that first event or first, you know, match or whatever, that things become easier after that, because you do basically have that monkey off your back and maybe a little bit less pressure surrounding it once you clinch the first one. So I think that will ring true, and we can focus now on building on that first victory, moving into hopefully more in the future instead of, you know, targeting the first one. So yeah, I think it should stand us pretty well moving into the summer, especially where there's a lot of rallies that suit ourselves and the car. And yeah, there's no question about it that the target is obviously to achieve more results like that.
Can't let you go without going back to your relationship with Takamoto. He seems like a great lad. You obviously have built up a great relationship over the years. When did you first cross paths, and when did you start working together for the first time?
Yeah, so it's been since August 2021. So we're coming up on to 5 years now, and I had known Taka for several years before that, obviously co-driving for Oliver Solberg in the World Championship as well for 3 years previous to that. So, you know, it's a family circle. We all, you know, compete against each other, but all the drivers and co-drivers are, let's say, friendly and have a good relationship from that perspective. So I knew Taka, and then when the opportunity arose to partner him, I didn't have to think twice about it and took up the opportunity. So yeah, it's been a long road to get here. As I said at the start, there's been ups and downs, but I have a lot of time, a lot of respect for the job that Taka is doing. And of course, we get on a very professional level, but also that of a friendship basis, because with the amount of time that we spend together and traveling and working, it would be impossible to do this if you didn't get on that level. And I think we have a very strong relationship, both personally and professionally, I would say.
Just finally, Aaron, I've kind of only recently got into the sport of rallying over the past couple of years since starting up here at Highland. But from my point of view, there does seem to be a wee bit of crossover between the WRC and the Irish rallying scene here. We had Hayden Patton at the Donegal Rally last year. Is there a chance we could see Takamoto Katsuda and Aaron Johnson flying over Knockalla on a Donegal Rally Sunday in the future?
Yeah, you know, the sport is massive at home, and you don't have to go too far anywhere in the country to come across a stage rally. So it's important to represent, you know, everybody at home on the international stage, and it's been a long time coming. I think Paul Nagel, 2017 Rally Catalunya, was the last Irishman to win a WRC event. So we're verging on 10 years without a win, so it's nice to bring that accolade back to home after such a long time. But yeah, I think this year, let's say Donegal is the week before Greece, and we need to be in Greece on Monday morning, and it's just not going to work to be in Knockalla or Atlantic Drive or whatever on Saturday or Sunday the week before. But yeah, never say never, and it definitely is a target of mine to bring Taka to Ireland, at least, if not Donegal, to let's say experience the best of what rallying has to offer.
That's it. I'm sure Taka would love Donegal. We'd look after him very well up here. Aaron, congrats once again on the win, and best of luck with the rest of the season. We'll be keeping a close eye on it here in Highland as always, okay?
First class. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.